Hi, everyone, and welcome to Fit to Chat with me, Lenora. Thanks so much for joining me on the very first episode. We're going to get real here. What are your priorities? Abs or ass? I'm going to be honest. I gave that title because I wanted to get your attention. And if you think that I'm going to give you some big topic about how to get abs and ass, I'm sorry, no. Now I want you to forget about abs and ass and focus instead on the first part of the title. What are your priorities? I've got two takeaways I want to share with you in this episode. The first one is health and fitness should go beyond aesthetics. I say this because more and more these days, a lot of people just buy into the idea of fitness because they want to look a particular way. Nothing wrong with improving your look, but the danger of that is going to blind a person from actually realizing the purpose of a healthy lifestyle. And that is actually to look at the long term. Are you still able to function well as we age? Are you still able to walk up a flight of stairs? Are you able to play with your grandkids? With that, forget about the abs and ass for the moment, okay? Because your health is way more important than you getting ab lines or that thigh gap. The second takeaway is to understand what are your priorities, specifically in your life. It's important to answer this because it will determine how committed you are to the health goals you want for yourself. I'm sure there have been times that you create a goal for yourself, but it never seems to turn out the way you want. And it's just simply because it's not really your priority and your mind is not in the right place. I'm sure you've heard of making SMART goals, right? SMART, and that stands for S, specific, M, measurable, A, achievable, R, relevant, and T, time-based. Now, I want to take it a step further and challenge you to ask yourself, what are your priorities that could be hindering you from your health and fitness goals? I'll help simplify it for you. I'm only going to give three possible priorities. You can make a long list of your own, but I'm only going to give three. And that way you don't get too confused. More choices means more confusion. You then have to arrange them in the order you like. There is no right or wrong to this because everyone will have different priorities. So the three are career, relationships, and health. If your career is your priority, you are hustling hard so that you can build an empire, you don't have time to head to the gym because you have back-to-back meetings, or by the end of the day, you are just mentally drained, you just want to rest. So then you'll be like, oh, it's okay. I think I don't have to really bother about my health so much. Maybe I don't want to exercise today. In fact, you know what? I'm just going to reach for a burger because I'm going to feel good after that. Or could your relationships be your priority? You want to spend more time socializing with your family and friends. Nothing wrong with that too. But through my own personal experience, not everyone will understand when you want to eat better for yourself or train hard because it's just easier to chill out and to eat out with your friends and try new things. I know that feeling, okay? There was a time when people would have cakes at my radio station. And that time I really, really just didn't want to touch sugar of any kind. So instead what I did was I breathe in the cake. Yeah, I have a sweet tooth. So I just breathe in the fumes of the cake like, ah, chocolate. Anyway, just wanted to share that story. You just don't want to be the party pooper and say, nah, I don't feel like touching anything that you guys are having. And there's a reason for that because you don't know what goes into the food that's outside. Right? And then comes to the part of where is your health a priority? I don't think I need to tell you. It's just common sense. If you take care of your health, everything that you do is going to run more efficiently because you're going to have more energy for your brain, more energy for your body to do a number of things. For me, I really consider my health a priority, other than the fact that it is becoming, of course, my source of income. But really, if I don't take care of my health, I won't be able to do the things that I love to do. Because, for example, emceeing a fitness event really requires a lot of energy. Probably one day I'm going to do a podcast about just giving tips on how to be an MC for events like this. When you are hosting outdoor events, it uses up a lot of physical and mental energy. And I say this because you have to be able to hype up the crowd, and you got to think of creative ways to keep the crowd engaged. Like I was hosting for a crowd of, I think it was about 15,000 people for the Color Run in Malaysia. And my gosh, I am just so thankful that that crowd was so energetic and so interactive, because I don't think there's anything worse than you being right there in front of the crowd and they don't engage with you at all. It's just dead silence. That is like probably the worst nightmare for any MC. Anyway, for events like this, you gotta hype up the crowd. You gotta have so much energy physically and mentally, and it's gonna drain you. So with stuff like that, I need to ensure that my physical body is able to keep up, because I'm a naturally hyper high-wired person. So it's important for me to refuel that energy that I get every time I give it out so that people can get the best of me. So now just say that health is not really your priority. That's okay. I want to share three tips on how you can slowly make it a priority in your life. Number one, make only one change. Don't make too many changes at once. Take it one step at a time, because when you go, okay, I'm going to change the way I eat, I'm going to add in more exercise, I'm going to sleep earlier, I am going to be more productive at work, you're just going go, 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 go. In the end, it's just going to be chaos, and you're probably not going to get anything changed at all, because your focus is all over the place. Instead, zone in into one area that you just want to improve on. For example, if say you just want to eat better, then okay, start meal prepping. That's it. You don't need to do anything extra like exercise every single day or ensure that you are eating six meals a day. No. Just keep it simple. You want to eat better? Just meal prep your food. And it's going to save you money anyway. The second thing, change your environment. For example, if you know that you have a problem with temptation, then just don't keep junk food or processed food or snacks in the house that you are just easily going to reach for. Keep it out of the house. Or say the area that you work at, there is a bubble tea and you are a serious hardcore bubble tea lover, then find another place on how you can get to your office. Go another route, go another route, so you don't have to see the things that's going to re-attract you to your old habits. The final thing is consistency. Have patience and remember, in order to see changes, you need to keep on doing what is already working for you. If say, for example, you've been on a nutrition plan that is allowing you to lose fat and lose weight, then stick to it, because obviously it is working for you. Don't suddenly go like, oh, okay, I've already lost it, now I can just go back to my old ways of eating. No. It doesn't work that way. You have to keep it up. If not, you're just going to lose the momentum. So find the lifestyle that gives you the most energy and the one that is most rewarding, and then stick to it. Be consistent. So recap time. Number one, health and fitness goes beyond aesthetics. Number two, spend some time to figure out what are your priorities. That's it, guys, for my very first episode of Fit Chit Chat. And here is a bonus thing. I'm going to do a giveaway. I'm going to give you, one person, a big tub of Optimum Nutrition Gold Standard Whey Protein Powder, which is at least worth about 200 ringgit. So I'm going to give it to you. And this is also to help encourage you to relearn what you heard on the podcast. This is what you need to do. Take a screenshot of this podcast, list down one thing that you learned from it, and then tag me, Lenora Low, and tag Fit Chit Chat, and just put it up as an Insta story. When I see it, I'm going to repost it, and then I'm going to pick my winner. I will make the announcement of the winner this Friday, 12 midnight. So I wish you all the best. Do point out what you learned, okay? That is the best way for you to win and for you to relearn. Thank you once again for listening in and showing the support. I really, really appreciate it so much. I'll speak to you in the next episode. And for now, Fit Chit Chat says, change your mindset, change your outcome.
Peace.